We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Cole, welcome. And how did you find out yesterday that you were coming up?
I just got home from dinner. I was watching the Pirates game at dinner, and I got a call from Espo, AAA manager, and I had some choice words I can't say on camera, but I was basically saying, like, dude, don't mess with me. Like, don't mess with me. It's like, I really want to mess with you, but I'm not going to. I've been wanting to make this phone call since I was your low A manager, and I just want to shoot you straight. You're going to the big leagues. You're going to go and start at shortstop tomorrow. So congratulations. Couldn't be happier for you. So that was really cool. My mom was actually visiting Indy, and she was in town. My mom and my uncle just happened to be there, so it was cool to be able to share that with her, give my dad a call, give my grandma a call, give my little brother a call, my older brother a call. Just it was really cool to be there to share with a loved one. So it's something that you dream about your whole life, and getting to finally live that was pretty nuts.
You're normally a pretty introverted people. What were your emotions like, and what were they like now, standing here?
I'm just cheesing now. Like, I'm here. I just took ground balls on a big league field, and I'm in the lineup tonight facing the San Francisco Giants. So I'm just stoked, man. If I could run back and tell second grade Cole Tucker that this is happening, he would freak out. So it's just cool to do that, to be here and experience that. Last night I was on a bed when I got the call, and I was literally just like jumping up and down on it, freaking out. I mean, this is everything you dream about. This has been my lifelong goal and dream, and to be this close and to be here and to ultimately help this team win and add value to this club. I mean, it's a blessing. I'm so stoked. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Are they coming?
Yeah, my mom drove my car up. My dad and my little brother are flying out from Arizona. They'll be here like 2:00, so they'll be here for first pitch unless something crazy happens. But I'm stoked, man. It'll be a really cool day for us.
Did you see the collision at dinner?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Pirate fans are doing this weird thing this year where every time something happens, they tweet at me. And, like, Marte hit a homer, call Cole Tucker up. Like, it's just like weird stuff, whatever. So I was being notified on Twitter about that. And so I kind of knew what happened, but I didn't catch that part of the game. But I saw the end of it, which it sucks that happened. But I'm thrilled to be here, like I said.
Of all the people you called, who had the best reaction? Most memorable reaction.
My little brother probably. So my mom was out of town, and he was home and had friends over. He was just freaking out, you know, just being a total 17-year-old. And it was pretty cool. I mean, he's a baseball player like me. He's committed to University of Texas, has a really bright future ahead of him. So to kind of be able to share that moment with him and let him have a lens into what my big league call-up is like, and to give him hope for his future was really special. Bingo, yeah, bingo.
When I said you guys sort of realized you both were getting called up when you got to the clubhouse at Indy, can you sort of take us through what that moment was like?
Yeah, so I called Matt Ducondi, who's our pleat there, and said, hey, I'm outside. I'm here to pack up my stuff. I was there with my mom and my uncle, just ready to pack up my AAA locker, you know, which is an odd, crazy, insane thing to do. And he showed up. He was with his wife there, and me, being super introverted like I am, I was jumping up and down, dancing, taking my shirt off, being an idiot. And Reynolds was just like, yeah, you're going to the big leagues. Just like being Brian Reynolds like he is. It was just complete polar opposite reactions. But he's obviously really excited. I'm really excited. We just showed in different ways. But it was a really cool moment to be able to share with a teammate and someone who I've roomed with in spring training a couple years ago with, and just someone who's a really good player and who's also going to add value to this team.
What time was your flight out this morning?
7:00. I haven't slept. I brushed my teeth when I got here today. It's been a crazy day, but I mean, what else can you ask for, you know?
You had a really good spring, and you were off to a good start in AAA. Do you feel you're ready to play up here now?
I do, man. And if I don't, I got like 3 hours to figure that out. But I do. I mean, I played in the fall league last year. Had a really good experience there. I did really well in the second half in Altoona last year. And like you said, carry that over in the offseason. Had a good spring and a good start in Indianapolis. And I feel like I'm ready to add value to this team and to go out and compete and be a good everyday shortstop and just do whatever I'm asked of. And I feel like now that I'm here, I don't have to come out and try to reinvent myself or do anything out of the ordinary for me. I just need to go out and be Cole Tucker, and I think that's a good big league player, and I can't wait to show that.
What I know it's a small number of games, but what worked well for you this year at the plate?
Man, just like I talked to you in spring training about just trying to drive the ball, do damage, you know. I'm a big guy with long levers who can drive the ball, surprisingly. I mean, I know I'm really skinny and whatever, but I can do damage with the ball. I mean, I was having some success hitting the ball around the yard, out of the yard sometimes, and just having that belief and that confidence and putting myself in the position athletically to go out and do that every night, you know, and taking every at-bat personally because they all matter. In AAA, you know how close you can be. You see guys going up, you see J-Mark going up, you know that you can really be called up any day, especially on the 40-man roster. So just taking every at-bat personally and professionally and just knowing that it could happen anytime and being super, super focused.
Is Nipkins number three for you, or I know it's where you had Indy too?
Yeah, I had it in Indy, I had it in Altoona, I had it in spring. I mean, it's just kind of worked out. I don't know, I just started kind of getting it. Growing up, I always wore two. I like Derek Jeter, and I don't know, I really have a ton of respect for Sean Rodriguez. He texted me today when I showed up, he texted me, he said, "And so it begins," like, in a total Sean Rod way. And I was like, "Dude, I'm wearing number three because of you. Like, thanks for everything." He took me in spring training last year, and he calls me Simba because we did like a Lion King skit for the talent show in spring training. He's just he's been a really cool mentor for me, and we have the same agent. He just can't say enough good things about him. So I want to kind of carry on that fanfare and that legacy that he brought here to Pittsburgh.
And the hair.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He's got better hair than me. I'm just lazy, and I haven't gotten a haircut in a while. And I don't. There's no end game. Archer wants me to get dreads. You can ask him about that. But there's really no end game. One day I might come in and it'll be gone, like Brawl. But I don't know. For the meantime, I'm just rocking with it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.